Kim said, take pictures. All right, I just took some pictures. I'll give them to Ann, and she'll tweet them out. You'll get an idea of what our new studio looks like here. It's beautiful. All right, it's time to carry on with our show and get to the things that are interesting to you and to me as well. And that, of course, means talking with somebody from Crane's Detroit Business. That somebody is Mike Lee, Crane's Detroit Business Managing Editor. Good Monday morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent, thank you. Nice to have you here. Likes to get the week rolling. And we learned from Crane's Detroit Business, one of Detroit's grand old mansions, Palmer Park's Fisher Mansion, has changed hands.
Yeah, we learned of the sale of this just stunning old mansion built by one of the Fisher brothers of Body by Fisher fame, and it was a very automotive sale. It set a record for the city of Detroit, changing hands for almost $5 million. The previous owner of the house, Dan Ammon, who was until recently was the CEO of GM's Cruise self-driving startup, sold it, and he sold it to another top auto executive, Mark Stewart, the COO of Stellantis, who is one of the primary executives who negotiated with the city of Detroit for the FCA assembly plant that has recently been built and opened. Beyond the well-known names, we kind of took a look at the fact that when you say the Fisher Mansion, you sort of have to clarify, because there are many Fisher Mansions in Detroit, because there were many Fisher brothers, right. Seven of them. Amy Elliott Bragg took a look around and counted up at least seven. She's not confident that's all of them, but it's a pretty good selection. Wrote a nice feature on giving people a tour around the city. It's just kind of a very, very Detroit story with, so much, involvement from automotive executives, but it's a beautiful old home. Dan paid about seven years ago, Dan paid, $1.5 million for it, sold it for $5 million. However, less known is how much money he put into renovating and maintaining it, which on a house like that is probably a big number.
It was a lot. I'll tell you, one of the great values of reading Crane's Detroit Business or going online at cranesdetroit.com, I hate to admit this, but I'm try to be as open and honest with everyone as I can be. I didn't know Dan Ammon had left General Motors.
Yeah, he had a disagreement in the direction of in Cruise's direction with GM CEO Mary Barra. Generally thought he's fixed out in California now, so he may not need his Detroit home anymore.
Did he announce a new job?
I do not think he has announced a new job yet.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, I didn't know. Anyway, seemed to be a fine man, but you got to pick who you have disagreements with. in every business. All right, next. Been 2 years to the day yesterday since anyone's been in our studios at WJR. 2 years since the first cases of COVID were detected in Michigan.
Yeah, we took that opportunity. 2 years later, COVID cases have declined substantially over in recent weeks. I think there are a number of office employers looking at, bringing people back to the office in some way. So what we did is we literally took a poll, made a list of more than 40 of the biggest employers locally, General Motors, Blue Cross, DTE. If you can think of them, they're probably on that list, to see where they stand on employees working from home or working in the office or some hybrid of the two. I was really surprised at, it's not totally universal, but how much remote work is still being done, how many companies have not been in the office at all, and how many of them seem to think, to the extent that they're projecting the future, which many of them are still gun shy about doing that now, they think the future is going to be is going to be hybrid. There are a small few companies that mostly have their people back in the office, but most of them are in the ballpark of General Motors. Talking about Mary Barra, she decreed quite a while ago that GM's mantra would be work appropriately. In other words, work where you can get your job done and worry less about whether, you know, your butt's in the seat in the office. And they're sticking by that. We asked them, you know, has their office plans changed at all? And they said, we have no, as part of the work appropriately rules, we have no plan to return to the office.
Well, the companies, first of all, found out it was working. Secondly, saved a boatload of money doing that.
Absolutely. I think you'll see more and more cutting back on their office space. They pay a lot of rent for that space, and if it's not being used, why use it? But at the same time, you see the photos Nick and Ty, our photographer, shot in the Winter Garden and the parking lots around the Rensen last week. Blue Cross is in the Rensen, and they're also very much remote. That Winter Garden, 10 a.m. on a Thursday was
pretty empty.
Parking lots were empty. It was
pretty
really
empty.
Something.
Yeah. Finally, Tom Anderson working on a story he's breaking this morning.
Yeah, this is really, really interesting. Tom took a trip out to St. Clair County, Port Huron, Marine City, some of the other areas out there. And one of the interesting things that's going on out there, there's a entrepreneur named Kathy Burton, who has run theaters, live theaters, stage plays in Marine City. And she started with a very small theater called The Snug. It's in the storefront. Subsequently built out another theater that was somewhat larger. Well, she's doing it again. And the nonprofit that she runs is raising money to build a 350-seat live theater in Marine City. She's raised most of the money that is needed to build this. It sounds like it's a thing that's going to happen. Interesting things afoot in Marine City.
You would think
that it would be a place for that size of a theater, but they claim it's going to be the largest outside of the four counties in Southeast Michigan.
Good for you. Good for Tom Henderson, Crane's Michigan business, paying a visit to St. Clair County and Port Huron, Marine City. It sounds to me like Annie's territory of Go Great. Go Great Lakes. Is it gogreat.com or gogreatlakes.com? Gogreat.com. All right.
Gogreat.com.
Gogreat.com. Very good. As we continue, thank you, Mike Lee, Crane's Detroit Business Managing Editor. That's the way we start our Mondays off, getting a head start on everyone else with what's going on in Crane's Detroit business, cranesdetroit.com, before anyone else has it. We have it for you. Be careful. The ink is still wet as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show, News Talk 760 WJR.